Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Mike.
I get really mad on this podcast.
You really do.
The Mike and Dr. Drew show, this episode, I get mad.
One FU.
I mean, I get mad for all my Mike says FUs, but this one I get really mad. And I feel like I'm just.
You sort of warm up with the Chinese facial bikini. That got you going.
Chinese facial bikini, stamps, Hitler, Pol Pot.
Yeah.
My wife joins us.
I was uncomfortable.
Flathead Florida man.
Oh, yeah.
Guys smashing people with pipes at Disney World.
Yeah, you gotta listen to this podcast.
It's the Mike and Dr. Drew show, only at podcastone.com.
Hey guys, it's Haley here, and last week we mentioned about the date night package on Amazon where you can go and get all that juicy stuff to attract the women that we've handpicked. There's awesome stuff on there. There's Marnie's book, which is Get Inside Her. It's all about how to attract and seduce the woman of your dreams, aka us. And
if you really want to seduce a woman, you have to go to our Amazon page where we have hand-selected Halloween costumes.
This is special stuff, guys.
I like a man who's hilarious, so go find some funny costumes that I've put up there, but I also like a man that's sexy, that doesn't take himself too seriously. So go check out those costumes. We got everything from Where's Waldo to like the Green Army Man.
Oh,
so
I love that.
Yeah, it's so cool.
You don't have to use your brain. Use ours. Yeah. And go to the page at
winggirlmethod.com/Amazon.
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 The following program is a podcastone.com production.
PodcastOne.com presents the Ask Women Podcast.
Uh-huh.
A place where two female comics and a professional wing girl get together to dissect the female mind.
You don't know how I feel.
And explain it to men in terms they can actually understand.
Boobs.
Now, here's the lovely ladies of Ask Women.
Hey guys, welcome to the Ask Women Podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source, or sometimes it's fake advice if it's me giving it.
Yeah.
I'm one of your hosts, Kristen Carney, of course, here with two lovely co-hosts. Marnie Kinross, best-selling author and relationship expert / I don't know,
god,
goddess,
yeah,
like
exactly. Sexual,
yeah,
predator.
Oh, I know, amazing.
And
I like
of course,
that.
Hayley White as well, the comedic actress and writer,
and balloon animal maker.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, I saw
really?
That in your bio.
Yeah, I did that in high school. It was my job in high school. Very,
no way.
Yeah, it made really good money, but it was definitely compromising.
Why'd you stop?
I still do it. I like parties. I'll be like. Time to bring out the balloons.
Who wants a monkey?
But then after I get a little bit drunk, I forget what I'm making. Everything turns into like weird hats.
Yeah, it just looks like boobs.
Really?
Yeah,
totally.
Wait, you bring balloons with you?
I've done this a couple times. I can't make this like a common
thing.
They're
condoms she uses.
Right.
Oh, look what I can do. Yeah.
That is crazy. I didn't know that about you. That's so funny.
Yeah.
And
of
course, making you a poodle.
Oh, I want one right now.
I can make a pregnant poodle. Anyways.
A pregnant poodle?
And I can make you pregnant. I'm just kidding.
Really? With that? Not with that condom. But ching, nothing. No,
we're on fire.
I don't know. We got nothing. I don't
Welcome
even know
to
where to go. Exactly.
Well, we're here with Nate as well. Nathan Stanton,
Nathaniel. I love Nathaniel. I think it's fantastic.
I like that too.
Yes. Yeah, see, now it's growing.
And
on
he's
him.
Got this like sexy 90s skater hair that I'm into. You
yeah,
guys can't see it, but
it's definitely
we'll put
90s
some pictures
skater.
Up. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Or just 2013 Kentucky.
I just really like Zach Morris.
Good.
Yeah. I love Zach Morris. Well, I wanted to tell you the story. Oh, you want to tell
I
the story
I
want to
talk
first?
About our sponsors. Right
oh, okay. Yes, yeah. Let's talk about them because they're awesome.
Well, we have two new sponsors this week, Carbonite and AC Lens. Carbonite, if you guys don't know, is awesome. It backs up all of your stuff on your computer. It's so easy. You literally download it and it pulls everything from your computer and stores it up. Online, so
yeah, not stores it. It backs it up.
I'm sorry, backs it up. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you basically don't have to worry about your computer dying. You have everything automatically backed up in one fail swoop. Yeah.
So if you live in like a place like my friend does in like New York City, where robberies happen and she loses her computer with everything on it.
Yeah, then it's backed up.
I had my computer
crash
once and spilled an entire cup of coffee on it the second time. And both times it was traumatizing.
Yeah,
crying.
That's horrible. And then who's our second sponsor?
AC Lens, which is like a place to order contacts, glasses. They have tons of selection. I have been wearing contacts since I was 11. So which is because my eyes are so horribly horrible that my doctor felt so bad for me. He's like, you look pathetic with those huge glasses. Let's get you contacts.
Aww, but
how
you're so
do you
cute.
Even put contacts in at 11?
Some days I was late for school in the morning because it took me so long, but it was great because I hated going to school. So I was like,
like I can't get it
yeah,
in.
I can't. It's all red.
That's so horrible.
Yeah, so it's an easy place to order your contacts and you just type it in.
And you can upload your photo and then see how they look on you. If you're not into leaving your house, which is typically my situation.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
Try it out.
Yeah. Well, and then the last thing that I have to say is that we have Dr. Drew on the show today.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Or as I can see him, I don't want to strip him of his doctor name, but I would like just love to call him Mr. Drew.
Mr. Drew.
Hey,
just
my Drew.
It's
like
just
sexy.
Drew.
I don't know. It's weird.
Can there be like a Drew doll or something?
Is I'm sure
weird?
There is.
Mr. Drew just sounds more like a Clue game. Or like he'd be in.
It should be English.
That sounds like
Clue.
A fifth grade teacher. Hey, what do you
Mr.
mean?
Drew.
I think just Drew.
I'm just picturing him when I say it.
But yeah, he's here, and we're really excited because he's always got such great information to offer. And we get to hear about his life a little bit more. Yeah,
exactly. Well, actually, I want to mention one other sponsor of ours, which is Amazon, because this week we actually selected some Halloween contests
for you
I
to
can't
win the contest.
Anymore. Yes, exactly. No costumes for you that we have put up on our Amazon store page, which is wingirlmethod.com/Amazon. If you go there, I think it should be up there now. But there's a whole bunch of options of like funny and sexy Halloween costumes that will be great conversation starters
for men and women.
For
or
men
if
and
you
women.
Want to be a man wearing a woman's, there's some options there too.
So it's perfect. So yeah, go to the store wingirlmethod.com/Amazon. Do we have any more sponsors or other things that we have to talk about?
No, let's dive in.
Okay, perfect. Well, this week I had an interesting consult with it was a full session with a guy. I'm not going to say his name, but this guy is around his mid-30s. He is divorced. He has a daughter, and he's dating a 24-year-old, or he has just started dating a 24-year-old. And he called me kind of panicked, and I pretty much ripped him
he's
a
like,
new one.
Oh, my God, I'm panicked. I'm dating a 24-year-old. And she's my daughter.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right.
But we talked about a situation, and he sent me a history of their last texting conversation. So they had gone on a date. They had a really fun time. They spent a weekend with each other. So that they were going pretty fast, and this was over a span of, I think, like less than a month. But I think they had a total of 4 dates. I may be getting that totally wrong. But after the fourth date, during the fourth date, he had told her about his daughter and that he was divorced. And so after this date, when they talked again the next time, she had said to
him— 4 dates in—
which is a little bit late to start all this stuff. Yeah. So I think he had hinted at it before, but I think he went into greater detail about it.
How
now.
Do you hint at having a kid? You're look at these diapers. My plum, my pocket.
No, I mean, like, I think he said it before, but I think he went into more detail about, like, what is actually going on, what situation, like, what's the situation, how much time he spends with his daughter. And for a 24-year-old, I would think that'd be pretty overwhelming. It's totally different worlds. Like, I can't even, you can understand how totally different that is. 24-year-olds are still, like, you know, boozing it up at the bars and want to be dating weird rocker guys. And, like, people, you know,
you look at me.
I know. Well,
I was there. I was
we were
that girl.
Talking about that before. But, like, I just think that totally different spaces. So what happened was she handled it really maturely, I believe, because I saw the whole texting conversation. And she said, I wanted to let you know I've been thinking more about it. And, you know, after everything you told me, I still really like you, but I want to take things a little bit slower and ease into this. I think we've been going too fast.
Totally fair.
And his response was just, like, emotional and attacking and defensive, thinking that she was saying something else. Like, I read the whole thing, and I was reading with him on the phone, and I was like, oh, my God, what is happening to you? Why are you being a baby? And he basically...
he was scared, probably.
He was, yeah, for sure. He was panicking over text. And in text, you don't have to respond back. You can have your emotional breakdown on your own, and then once you calm down, that's the benefit to texting. You can actually, like, you know, you don't have to be the baby over text. But so he ended up writing back to her. He's like, I thought we were having an adult relationship here. And I was like, okay, you were being the child here. And basically just saying, like, just attacking her. And then when she didn't respond right away, he would say, are you still there? And, like question after. Anyway. But this whole texting conversation went on for a long time. And I was like, this girl is freaking amazing because she gave him so many chances and she was so calm and understanding. I'm like, if this girl forgives you, marry her. Because she is insane. She'd be great in the bedroom.
Yeah. But I would say to her, don't marry him.
Yeah, exactly. But like, do not marry him. And I kept saying, he was taking it really well when I was saying these things to him. Because I'm like, I've said to him on the phone, I literally want to punch you right now. I want to punch you. Like, I don't understand how she didn't have that reaction or how she ever responded to you. Anyway, I'm getting onto a tangent now. But I wanted to segue this conversation into a talk about, you know, women testing and women manipulating. Because I think that a lot of men think that women test and manipulate for sport. I don't believe that women do these things for sport. They do it out of insecurity, discomfort, maybe a little bit of boredom. So maybe that is a little bit manipulative. But those are like certain women in certain instances. Yeah. But overall, women are not trying to purposely hurt you. They're trying to either protect themselves in a situation and not really concerned about you, but they're not trying to actively hurt you. Because I think that this man, I think he kept saying to me, is she testing me? Does she want to see if I really like her? And this is a common thing that I hear a lot of men saying, is she testing me? Is she testing me? Or why is she testing me to see if I'll still stick around?
I mean, I think that's, with him, he needs to be, he needs to expect that there's going to be somewhat of a change in the tone of the relationship when he says that he has kids. Okay, so that's a different thing. But I do think that men, like you said, you think that it's fun, that we don't want to test you. Typically, it's something that, we're not comfortable saying. I think when I've, quote unquote, been testing someone, I haven't been confident enough to come out and say directly with what I want.
Right.
So I think you can get around that by really pinning her down and saying, okay, what's really going on here? I don't think this is what you really want. What do you really want to say to me?
What are you really asking?
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you really asking? Because people, like I know even for myself, I still have difficulty now with my friends and with my husband saying things straight out because I'm concerned about how they're going to take it. I work really hard to be as clear as possible and to remove emotion a lot of the times because in my past, I covered it up and I never said things and it would manifest and just be horrible.
And I'm the opposite. I mean, I'm really emotional and I'm not good at hiding it. And so for me, I am the one who like runs my mouth. That sounds so like gangster. So I think in between us is a good happy middle.
Well, what about, so Kristen, what about
you? So that's
me. Yeah, exactly there.
And there she is.
With the testing stuff, I think it's always me hoping that they know what's going on. I don't want to have to explain it.
Right.
And so if they say, what's wrong?
Why?
Because I want them to have enough insight into how I feel since we've known each other X amount of time. I want them to know how I feel, where it derived from. And I know that's a hard expectation, but at the same time, I think women want to be understood and they want to be known.
And I think that we sometimes, to men's credit, we give, not in a mean way, but we give them too much credit thinking that they understand what's going on in our head.
We do give them too much credit.
Like, what? They're like, no, I really don't understand what you're thinking.
Yeah.
So If that's the case for you, I think you really have to pin her down and say...
Not literally, but...
Maybe laugh after you make up.
Yeah, exactly.
And get what you want to know.
Yeah. Well, actually, so Nathaniel.
Yes.
Have you ever been tested by a woman and were kind of unclear as to why you were tested?
Absolutely. I live with my girlfriend, so that happens daily, I think.
But, and so how do you handle it?
I feel so unknowledgeable on this. I don't really know when I'm being tested. Like, nothing has popped out at me. Instinctually, though, I do not like this guy because he just, I don't know, just something about it. Why are you dating a 24-year-old and you're 36?
Well, that's okay to do.
No, I don't think that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, me. My husband was 33 when he dated me, and I was 23.
I can't get along with a 24-year-old, and I'm 27.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Maybe I'm weird.
You're an interesting breed.
Maybe, possibly.
For sure.
But, but the ground of testing, no, I think, hey, test on. It's.
Well, how old are you?
27.
Okay. I thought you just said 23, and I was like, I mean, it's so young to be able to know what women are thinking at 23.
Yeah, I'm
so, I mean, 27 still.
But, like, for example, does she, but you probably do if we have an example, like, does she ever say, like, she gets upset and you're like, what's wrong? And she's like, nothing?
No.
Okay,
she's
she doesn't do
crazy,
that game.
Lets me know what's going on.
Okay.
She's an actress and has no fear of just
letting her emotions roar.
Yeah, let it roar.
Well, so for testing doesn't just happen in relationships. Like, I've always given guidance for men who are in relationships when a woman, I put air quotes every time I say test because it's not really testing. It really is an insecurity. So, like, if a woman does suddenly start, like, unleashing some sort of tension or aggression or whatever it is, it's something that's going on internally for her. And sometimes it catches her off guard where she's suddenly angry about something that she's just unleashing.
Yeah.
And the worst thing to do is to, like, you know, stand clear of her and like act nervous and afraid to touch her. I always say for guys who are in relationships, the best thing to do is actually go close to her, either hug her or touch her on the arm, and then kiss her on the forehead and say, listen, I care about you. I want to know what's going on. If you don't want to tell me right now, that's totally fine. I'll be in the room, in the other room. You can come get me when you're done.
If you do that, you pass the test. If she's testing
you. Yes, exactly. But if you freeze instantly on the spot and like you're like, I don't want to touch you. I don't want to say anything because it may rock the boat even more. You're like fucked, basically.
Yeah, and I think even more than insecurity, it's being misunderstood. When you're misunderstood, you feel so unhappy, at least for me. It's like the most frustrating feeling, you know? It's like they just don't get you. So I think a good way to lead into that is like, I'm so sorry. Maybe I don't understand. understand where you're coming from. Can you help me understand?
Yeah, I want to understand.
Yeah.
And
don't
I
think sometimes guys might think if they give into the testing that they're babying her.
Yeah.
I don't think it's babying. I think it's just necessary.
Well, it's in a moment. It's in a moment where we're weak,
right? And women need the reinforcement of the guy.
Yeah,
they do.
Absolutely,
it's not babying.
Well, so on the flip side, for guys who are dating, a lot of guys think that when a woman asks them questions, that's also testing because they're like, oh, they want to see how I answer, which. It kind of is
see,
true. It's not considered testing.
It's
considered
so subconscious
getting to know
to us. Yeah, I don't ever think of myself like, oh, I'm going to put them to the test. It's like you're just kind of like, yeah, like you said.
I never went into a date saying I've got 8 questions to ask and let's just see how this fucker answers them. Like, I'm never going to, you know,
if he says this, he's out.
Yeah, exactly. I bet you some girls do, but those are girls with issues. So don't date them.
Drop the
but
baggage.
Normal girls are not going to go in with an agenda. I don't think they are. And when women are asking you questions, it's because they're trying to understand and paint a picture of who you are. So I had this one client that I worked with on a boot camp, and he made a lot of money. And he said he hated when women asked him what he did because he thought as soon as they asked him that, they were trying to find out how much money he had. And I was like, no,
of course that's in his head. But that's in his head,
yeah.
Though. He's
of course.
But that's totally in his head. Like, she just wants to know, like, what do you do with your time? And he's putting her...
You're nervous and there's nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
The easy question of what do you do?
He would be insecure either way because if he had a crappy job and didn't make any money, he'd be like, oh, they just want to know how much money I make. And then he makes a lot of money. He's like, oh, they just want to know how much money I make. So
he definitely talks like that.
Yeah, he's from 1920.
That is kind of how we talk.
I feel my voice.
I can't.
But yeah, so we're going long-winded here. But the chapter in today's Man's Playbook.
On this team, we
we'll
tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that inch.
Is all about... testing. That was a long delay. I know. Interesting. So that was a good shortened version of our Al Pacino little rant there. But yeah, so today's chapter is all about testing and how to handle when a woman tests, which we kind of have already given advice for. But the way that you can handle testing is to not be rattled by it. And a lot of men fail because they're instantly rattled. So you're on your first date and you happen to glance over at another girl who walks by the table and your date says, oh, do you think she's pretty? And you freeze up for a second. And you say, yeah or no, you're screwed right there. But if you look back at her and say, you know what? Not as beautiful as a woman sitting in front of me. And you handle it really well and you're not rattled. Like, you win. You pass that test. Again, air quotes, putting over the test. If you're in a relationship and your girlfriend says nothing's wrong with her and you hold her for a second and say that's totally fine. If nothing's wrong right now, but if something is wrong, feel safe telling me about it. Give her a kiss on the forehead. Walk into the other room and say, I'll be in here if you want to talk. I'm totally open to hearing what you have to talk about.
Yeah, come out and say it.
And I think a lot of girls don't go out and say it because they're thinking if they say it, you're going to be mad at what they're saying. Or you're not going to be understanding or you're going to have an issue with it.
Or for me, I assume that you already get it. And then suddenly, because you're not giving me the right answer, but I feel like more often than not, men just don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
So just say, help me understand so we can be on the same page. You know?
Yeah. And sometimes there's things for me that I've built up that haven't really been such a big deal that I don't want to bring up that I think might be insulting towards my husband. And then they manifest and become bigger. And then I just think he's like just this big ape by the end. And I'm just so frustrated by him. But if I were to say it sooner, which I'm trying to do a lot more, like last night we had a really good conversation. I was getting a little bit tense, and I said to him, is it normal that I hate you so much right now? And he's like, what? And he handled it so calmly. He lay down on the couch. He said, what's going on? Tell me. I'm like, well, I've just – and then I started
But you have
–
I always would call it building my mountain or my molehill. But
your mountain.
My molehill becomes a mountain, yeah. And I'm not talking about my boobs. But it's like you keep building this huge mountain when you're alone of all these reasons why you're angry. And so that's probably by the time you said is – whatever you said to him.
Why do I hate you so much right
now? You had already had all these things supporting that, you
right.
know?
It's like, I know why I hate you.
And that's why people have imaginary fights in their head with their significant other.
Yeah, it's like, take care of it before it builds to that, you know?
Exactly. I'm like, if I have to see one more piece of Kleenex by the toilet paper that's not used, I'll kill
you. I have to pick up your shoes one more time.
If you have to leave the mouthwash out by the kitchen sink every day, I'm going to kill you.
But it's such dumb things. They're so stupid. But yeah, just expressing them.
It feels good. Oh, me too. It feels good to vent about it.
I know, seriously. Now we're getting into real ass women. So this week is about, you know, women don't test you. That's the biggest message. They're not testing you. Anything that they're doing is coming from a place of insecurity or discomfort, or they're not able to handle things on their own. A lot of the times, this is what I believe, is that women have this ideal vision of themselves. They want to be the best girlfriend or the best wife or the best this or the best that.
I just want to be the prettiest.
Right, or the prettiest. Exactly. And so in your moments where you don't feel that way and you get really rattled, you just want somebody else to like pick you up and put you back to that level.
Yeah.
And that's where the testing, air quotes, comes from. And again, if you're just meeting somebody for the first time and they do start asking you questions, they're just trying to gather information for themselves to decipher whether or not you're worth talking to.
But the one question you said before about when you're on the first date with someone and the girl's like, do you think that girl's pretty? That for me is almost like a red flag. When a girl's doing that when you first start dating her, I'm like, just
see ya.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like, she kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Well, that just means a lot of insecurities are going to be following. Doesn't mean she's a horrible person.
No, but I mean, even she at that point, to me as a guy, I'd be like, okay, lady.
You know what I like to do? And I don't know if I'm an exception to the rule, which I'm sure I am, but when I'm out with Nate or whatever, if like a woman walks by with like huge boobs, I'll be like, oh my God, look at her boobs.
I do that too.
Yeah. And he'll be like, oh my God, she has huge boobs. And we like share
but that's
in
like
it.
Making observations. We'll even like point out people who are really hot. I'll be like, man, that girl is hot.
Yeah. And then we'll make fun of each other of like how we're not them. So like, I mean, if that happens, learn how to have like a banter about it.
Exactly.
But you can't do that initially. I think that's later on, like basically bantering with your best friend, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Not like when you're first dating. You're like, how hot is that girl? You're like,
I want to motorboat her. Wait, what?
You're like, didn't we just have sex 2 minutes ago? Anyway, okay, so that leads us to the completion of this week's chapter in The Man's Playbook.
Yeah,
you should have no questions by now because we really
I know, we really dug into it.
Yeah.
So it's a big topic because a lot of guys get really pissed off and frustrated with women for testing and manipulating, and I don't believe that they actually do.
Well, we're going to test Dr. Drew when we come back after the break.
I'm excited about that. Good.
I want to know all about his background. I'm so interested to find out.
Oh, me too. So stay tuned.
Remember when you had to listen to radio programs on their schedule? But with this podcast, life is better because you get to listen on your schedule. But what about backing up your computer files at home or at work? What's your schedule look like there? You don't need to schedule that either, as long as you have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud for you automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. You can try it for yourself free right now at Carbonite.com. There's no credit card required. Plus, if you use offer code WOMEN, you get 2 bonus months with your purchase. That's Carbonite.com, offer code WOMEN.
All right, everybody, Steve Austin. Check out the Steve Austin Show today, where Colt Cabana stops by the studios at 316 Gimmick Street and talks about his podcast, The Art of Wrestling, traveling around the world on the independent wrestling scene, and his undying love. Yes, his undying love for John and Kate plus 8. We're talking about all that and so much more. You do not want to miss. Hit the download button. Nizzow.
Hey guys, it's Kristen, and I have worn contacts since I was 11 years old because my glasses were so deeply embarrassing that my eye doctor had pity on me and put me in contact lenses. And the easiest way to get contact lenses is going to aclens.com. They have amazing prices and a huge selection of contacts.
And now look at Kristen. She's this gorgeous, beautiful swan because of AC lenses.
But I do still need glasses, so you can also get your glasses on aclens.com. You can upload a picture of your face, try them on, see how you look.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I like this site too, because some places have like lots of limitations on what types of styles they have and brands, but they have everything here. Ray-Ban, Oakley, whatever you're into, upload your picture, you can try it on and see how you look in those shades before you buy.
And if you're not at a computer, you can also call 1-888-248-LENS. That's 1-888-248-LENS, so it's just as convenient. And if you go to aclens.com, click on the microphone and then just enter the promo code WOMEN20. That's promo code WOMEN20 for a nice discount, 20%
off. Yeah, that's how old we are. Women 20.
Yes. Love it.
Also, there's a 365-day guarantee. So if you're not feeling them, you get them in the mail. You're like, nah, not sure. You can always send them back and
I'm
try
so
indecisive.
Else. Whenever I get glasses, I'm like, in the store, I'm like, oh, I look amazing. Then I get home, I'm like, oh, I hate myself. I'm self-loathing. Then I want to send it back. So, you can definitely somebody's bag if you don't like them.
And there's also free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, reading glasses, free returns on everything. So, like, not, you know.
Yeah. Honestly, I never order online sometimes because of shipping fees.
Yeah.
And so when I see free shipping, I always am like, do it.
Bam.
Yeah.
So go to www.aclens.com and enter women20. That's the promo code and get that discount.
aclens.com.
Woo! Offer may not be combined with any other coupons, sales, or special offers at AC Lens. Offer is not valid on Ray-Ban, Polo, Ralph Lauren, DKNY, Smith, SoundCloud, Superdry, or Oakley brand products.
You're listening to the Ask Women podcast, a Podcast One presentation.
Boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Women podcast. We are here with the one, the only, unless there's another one that I'm not sure about, Dr. Drew.
Who knows?
There are four more.
That would be nice. I would love that.
The always ripped Dr. Drew, too.
Oh, you're very
good. So, your shirts are appropriately placed around your bicep, I have to say that. Does that creep you out? I'm sorry if it does.
Whenever
you guys
mentioned...
are into, I'm surrounded by estrogen, so I'm kind of turns me on.
Ask Women.
Whenever I've mentioned you to my boyfriend, just like, oh, Dr. Drew, he's like, oh, he's ripped. So he says every time. I'm like, well, you know, he's also a doctor, right?
His brain is ripped, too. So, yeah.
That's true. That's a good point.
Well, I know that we only have you for a short period of time.
Yes.
But the concept of this show is asking women questions about women. So I would love to hear about your history with women.
Oh, I thought this was about asking women.
Yeah, well, now we're asking a man.
Okay, so why don't you ask me? I'll try to answer as honestly as I possibly can. Because I generally... I'm sorry for turning my back on you, too.
I'm offended.
Yeah, no, I feel like Marty's the one attacking me.
I can just look at
right
your biceps. It's fine.
Generally, over-idealize women. Prefer women. I think they're a better version of the human being. And I kind of like hanging out with women and enjoy them. And yeah, I do. I like men too, but I mean, I think I have a preference for women. Strangely, Carol used to always give me shit about that.
Were you like that in high school? Would you connect them with them more?
No, probably not. I don't know.
Because they're the worst in high school.
I used to. Well, high school I was busy playing football and stuff like that, but.
So you were a jock too.
Yeah, but at a little school, you know.
Still,
anybody could do
everything.
First string, second string. You can be honest.
No, I was good. No. I became very good.
Okay.
But at a low level of competition. That's all I'm saying.
Big fish.
Right, big fish, little pond. But I think I really enjoyed dating back in the day, and I think maybe that's where I learned to like to spend time with women. Perhaps I really thought about it.
Well, so you were obviously good at it if you enjoyed it. Most guys don't enjoy it because they're not very good at it.
I really liked it. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I came to enjoy it more and more, and when I finally settled with my wife, I was not sure. Like it was very difficult for me.
Really?
Because I was enjoying this dating thing so much. It was so much fun for me.
Really? Yeah. So can you tell me more about these dates that you were enjoying when you were younger? Like, what were you doing on these dates that made them enjoyable? Like, where did the confidence come from to actually enjoy the dates rather than being nervous and stuck in your head?
I don't know. Because I was very much not that way earlier. I think going to medical school somehow gave me a purpose.
Okay.
And when guys have a purpose,
it gives you credibility with women. I mean, you say medical school.
Right. So I became more attracted to women, which I actually resented.
Mm, really?
It actually pissed me off.
Yeah. Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
why?
Because, like, hey, just because I'm in medical school now you want in?
Exactly.
Where were you before, right?
Right. Were you before where you were treating me like shit when I was, you know, just some fledgling college student?
So you did have a point where women didn't treat you very nicely.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For
so sure. Tell me about that time period.
Probably college. You know, I clung to a high school girlfriend for many, many, many years. And that was clingy and very pathological, I'd say. And I blame myself for doing that a little bit. I feel like unfair.
Why do you think you did that?
Attachment issues. You know, I went to therapy for a long, 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 long time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Over this?
No, I ended up going to therapy because at the time I thought I was going for a couple reasons. One, I always kind of wanted to. I did in college a little bit. I was having panic attacks and depression and stuff. I was not.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it was not good. It was not deep. I don't know if I couldn't do it at the time or the professionals weren't that good or whatever it was. It just wasn't that adequate. It was okay. It helped me with my symptomatology at the time, which went from meeting with a physician going, hey, dude, just take long walks in the woods. Get your shit together. And
Are you sure that wasn't Corolla?
And was like, he did say that later. I don't know if you heard that story, but that we did, when I had a panic attack while we were filming Loveline, he actually did say that. He goes, came to my dressing room. I said, I need a minute. I'm having a panic attack.
Really?
Hadn't had one in years. And he comes to my room and goes, get your fucking ass out of here. Are we okay with the
light? Yeah, bring it on. Bring it up.
Get your fucking shit out there. I'm not spending one more goddamn minute in this studio than I have to. Get out there right now. You're going to be fine. I'll carry this thing.
What a softy.
To this day, it was miserable for me. And he, to this day, goes, well, how did it go? We went through. We did fine, right? It was okay. I was right. It's like, yeah, I'm not sure it was the right thing for my symptoms. Yeah, but they tell me to take long walks in the woods. I was like, hey, if I could, for God's sakes.
But the danger is when you need therapy and you take a long walk in the woods, there's a chance you're not going to want to come out. You're just like, no, I'll just stay here and die.
Yeah, if I was depressed enough. It just was such a horrible, bad practice. I think that's what got me interested in young people's mental health is I didn't want anybody else to go through that. I mean, there was no sort of adolescent medicine at the time.
See, I'm spiteful. I've had depression. Now I want everyone to have it. Like, it sucks, and you deserve to have it.
I can relate to that. However, I cannot relate to a medical professional mistreating it. I didn't want other people to be mishandled the way I was. I was mishandled terribly and suffered for years and years and years because of it. But
I was mishandled also. Yeah. And I won't get in the story, but it was the most upsetting thing. And to this day, I just so desperately want to write a Yelp review or like the medical review. I can. He retired. Mm. So I don't want to be like one of those kind of losers who can't move on.
I am talking about it 4 years
exactly.
later.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
But it's helping other people. That's the point of talking about these things.
Right. That's the idea. So they don't get through the same. Yeah, they're there. If they see that happening to them, they can know to change it.
Yeah. You have a very similar background to me because I've told you before that I had a stroke when I was 20 because of all of the anxiety that I was having and the social pressures that I was putting onto myself. Like, I was having panic attacks. I was completely insecure. I was very uncomfortable around anybody that I would interact with. And at 20, I had a stroke and then made a promise to myself that I was finally going to be that person that I saw in my head being the outgoing, comfortable girl. And that's where my method has come from. The Wing Girl method, that's the method that I teach to individuals and men around the world.
It came from
the having the stroke and the decision and then the process that I went through to gain my confidence and figure out who I was and how to interact with people without freaking out all the time.
It's hard.
It is hard.
And there's so many misconceptions of what depression is, I think, which is the tough thing. Because people think, oh, I'm sad. I get sad. I've been there. But it's such a different thing when you're medically going through that, I think.
Yeah. Well,
not only that, but as a young adult or adolescent particularly, they manifest depression differently. Mm-hmm. They don't say, I'm sad. I'm crying. I'm dysphoric. Yeah. I don't find joy in things. They don't experience shit like that. They experience acting out behaviors or cutting or eating problems.
Right. I first started feeling depression, I thought, no, I'm way too shallow to have depression. There's no way. And then I'm like, no, I think this actually is depression. Maybe I'm deeper than I thought. You know?
Well, let's bring this back to dating and men and women. So what was it that you did? Like, what was your path to gain more confidence with women the depression?
Well, depression got better when I've had... Well, all of it got better when I had purpose. So I always tell men, too, if you are out there contributing in a meaningful way to the world, or at least training to be able to do that, you'll become more attractive. You'll be more attractive
for sure.
Than people. You'll be more able to interact with people. Men need that. They have to have that.
Yeah.
And that for me was the first big step. Because
really?
I really felt good about what I was doing and felt purposeful. And no matter what, I remember even at the end of first year, I remember being in the top of a parking structure in East L. Los Angeles, where the SC Medical School is, and I just walked out of anatomy lab. It was probably first semester, and I was thinking, I always have something to feel good about. I mean, I feel so good about what I'm doing.
I love that.
And it just stayed. And then I got sort of carried away with it. I got severe workaholism and never went to bed. And
we can see that in your arms.
Yes, exactly.
And we took on the perfectionism. I had to be the perfect doctor all the time. So we had a downside.
But when you do feel positive about everything, your energy changes, which people can perceive and feel and then respond to you.
Right, and then you're not so anxious. You're not so worried about things because you can always have purpose. You're giving back. You're feeling more secure. And then so the dating thing became more fun at the result.
So what are some things that, normal guys can do who don't have a future in medicine?
Have to be medicine. No. Wait, that came way later.
No.
It's in think I met my wife before I really ever had a career, too. I mean,
really?
So, I mean, we dated on, we had a whole, you know, rocky thing, but we were still deeply, you know, and we met twice, too, which is a weird story. Did we hear the story?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to hear.
Did you shake your head?
Oh, I thought you said, did you hear the story?
Chris is like, no, I don't want to hear it.
I'm ready. I'm so ready.
So, not interested. So, I was at the end of my second year of medical school. This friend of mine and I locked ourselves in an apartment, and we're studying for our first year, our first set of boards. Mm-hmm. And we were going to kill each other. I thought we were going to stab each other. We were getting so frustrated and so angry and so penned up. Let's go out and do something. We got to do something. So we were in Newport at the time. We drove down to McCormick's Landing. And you guys aren't old enough to know what that was. And it was an old, you know what it was? Gary knows what it was. there we went down the basement there where the bar was, and they were having a fashion show, like a fashion show. And the woman at the mic, I was like, oh, I must talk to her. I must talk to her. It was this weird thing. And I went up. They were handing out balloons at the end, and I said something I thought was complimentary to her, and she was like, like, just like blew me off aggressively.
Do you remember what she said?
I love her.
Like, I've never heard that one before. And like, give me like a disdainful, ugh, move on.
Shut down.
And I had to leave at that point. I was so shut down, we had to like go home. Like, yeah. It was too bad. And I normally don't, I could never do that. That was one, although I had confidence dating, I had real trouble meeting people. I certainly could never go to a bar, walk up, ever. I'm not that guy. I still can't. I feel
good.
Uncomfortable in a room.
That's fascinating to me.
Yeah,
wow.
I can never be that guy. And, but the fact that I was so overcome that I walked up to somebody I didn't know, talked to them, was like an extraordinary experience. And then I was like completely shut down. Fast forward like a couple of years.
It's traumatizing.
I met this woman through the radio station. I had the same exact experience. And I actually ended up giving her my number. I said, look, I need a boyfriend. I never do this, but if you break up, I just want you to have this. I just want you to know I'm interested. And that was it. And I was like, never done that before.
Bold.
So weird. Crazy. But I couldn't help myself. It was weird.
Drawn to her. Yeah.
Yeah. And so long story short, we ended up dating. And about a year later, year into our relationship, I noticed a picture on her desk. And it was a picture of a girl at the microphone that night. And I was like, oh my God, you were there that night. That was you. I can't believe it. I had no idea it was the same person.
Oh, wow.
Dun,
really?
dun. That's insane.
Isn't that insane?
It's meant to be.
So yeah. She's like your soulmate.
Something.
That's crazy.
I don't know. What's,
does she remember you?
No. Am I
that's good.
Am I that for her, though? That's the question.
Oh, I don't know. Yes. But that's interesting.
Here,
I know. Well, we wanted to get her on our show.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Well, she has a podcast now called Calling Out, which is for women. Mm-hmm. And it's actually having great traction. It's women like this
awesome.
Kind of stuff.
So, meet her.
Yeah. So you guys, we'll bring her in here to promote her thing.
Okay, I would love it.
And we'll get her side of
the story. I want to hear the flip side of that story.
Yeah.
She remembers the first part, and she thought I was gross, preppy, and she was not into that stuff. She's in the bad boy rocker thing. And so I was gross, you know.
You're disgusting. Disgusting.
I love how being clean and preppy is gross.
Repulsive. Yeah.
Then you hit 25, you're like, that is sexy.
Yeah, something changes in your brain, right? I had the same thing where I was into the sweaty, dirty guys, and then something clicked.
What's the matter with you? Yeah,
I don't like guys who shower.
So
yeah,
nutty.
Showers are in.
Exactly. Well, okay, so I want to have you stick around for analyze this, or at least one part of it. I know you have to go.
Yeah, okay.
Do you have to go?
5 minutes.
Okay, perfect. Right. So we have this segment called Analyze This, where people send us in questions similar to Loveline, because they're not calling us in live, and we answer their questions as best we can.
Okay.
So I want to go to a short one because I know you have a second. Okay. Hey, ladies, love your weekly podcasts. You're all doing great, as the information is very helpful and very insightful. Just one quick question. During or after a first date, what can a guy do to keep the girl wanting to see him again and again without the girl losing interest? Maybe you can give us a few do's and don'ts. Thank you for your time.
Wait. Sid, what is the question?
What can a guy do? So during or after
this
a
from
first
date?
Yeah, they're all from guys.
Okay,
actually, they're not all from guys. So this is from a guy. It doesn't say his name. What can a guy do to keep the girl wanting to see him again and again without the girl losing interest? Maybe you can give a few do's and don'ts.
Kind of vague.
Oh, my God. Dr. Drew.
I go ahead. What's your thought?
Well, I would say just be more concise with your questions, because I'm sure that reflects the
date.
Yeah,
we know about where we're coming from and what
he's
saying.
Listen more, talk less.
What can you do after the first date to keep the girl interested?
After the first date.
After the first date, to make her want to date you again.
I think that's actually a delicate balancing act, because you don't want to go, you don't want to gush and freak her out.
Right.
If you send flowers, it'll be like, ugh, what's this guy? That's freaky.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I would think if you sent a, like, I'm thinking of you kind of note, something, like within a couple, 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just want you to know I had a great time and just thinking of
exactly.
something like
I love that.
Something very simple, very, but not like I'm obsessing about you.
Even with all the
like big, long paragraph text.
I'm outside your window right now.
Yeah.
But it seems like I think people perceive when you do something outside of technology, touching base, it almost is perceived as creepy nowadays.
I yeah. do
even,
agree
even,
with that.
Even a little note?
Well, it depends who it is.
What if you wrote a handwritten note?
It depends who it is.
As long as it's not magazine cutouts of letters.
Right. But you like handwritten notes.
Or
you
text?
Like giving them.
Text?
No. I'm a little antisocial, so I prefer text and like not too much effort.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
So I think a little note is cute and perfect, but yes. I think anything longer than that well, or I, more effort
over
is
the years,
weird.
Noticed women like this, I'm thinking of you.
Mm-hmm. That, yeah. If they're that, thinking of you too, they like the I'm thinking
yes,
of you. But if
yes.
they're over it, they're like, stop thinking about me and forget my number. Forget who I am.
Well, and the guy needs to know that if there's a zero response to that, that's women either it's very simple, either kick the door open or slam the door shut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are very good at that. We don't have any of that in us, but you will, if we feel like the river's flowing downstream, gentlemen, keep going, keep canoeing and go with the stream, go with the flow. If you feel like it's all of a sudden you're
they turn into
against,
whitewater rafting.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You're like you're right. Upstream of whitewater rafting. Don't fight it. Do not fight the stream, right?
I completely
is that right?
agree with you.
Yeah.
I have this one interview in one of my programs called How to Become a Man Women Want, where I interviewed one of my friends, now husband actually, but it was her boyfriend at the time. And the reason that I interviewed him was because she said to me, whenever I would go on a date with him, he would end the date perfectly that made it impossible for me to say no to a second date. And she kept saying he wasn't a guy I would ever want to date. I never saw myself with him. He was too short. He was anyway, she wasn't the typical guy or he wasn't the typical guy that she would ever go for. And at the end of each date, he would say to her, you know what? Tonight I had a really great time. It was great getting to know X, Y, and Z, whatever it was that he learned on the date about
I'd
her.
I'd like to know more about.
Yeah, exactly. I'd love to know more about this. How about we go out next? And he said an exact date. And I said, I want to take you to wherever it was, and she's like, okay, yes, because it
that
was so,
and then
note.
He has a
so
yes bold. In person, and he was paying attention to what she was into, so she's obviously
exactly.
like,
that is a great
yeah.
note.
Yeah,
that is a great.
And he was making eye contact with her. Sometimes he would touch her on the arm.
See,
she's like,
for men, you need to
I
turn that into
no.
a little like Mad Lib or something.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding.
It's true. No, seriously,
yeah.
just play that back.
Next.
No, but just
like,
play
yeah,
it back.
That would be perfect.
And just do that every single time.
Because then we can fuck with it with our dude friends.
Exactly. But the thing is, at the end of that, you're going to know whether or not she wants to see you again.
Yeah.
You know, she's going to say yes, or she's going to say no, or she's going to say I'm busy. But like usually, if she's saying she's busy at that point and knows her calendar in her mind without having an alternative option for when you can hang out,
yeah.
that's when she's not interested.
She's out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Ladies,
so.
I must go.
Oh,
it's
thank you so much for being
always,
here.
Always a pleasure to be with you, so I'm glad we could do this.
Yes,
but
thank
I'm sorry
you.
It's a limited time basis. I'm okay.
Well, we want your
you
wife
all.
To be on our show.
Done.
Okay. Cool.
Done. It'll
all
be.
Right.
How do we end this?
Just say bye.
I'd love to. She'd love to learn more about you. It will be 2 weeks from this week.
Awesome.
And you'll enjoy it. And be sure to
awesome.
Ask her about the dual meeting experience, what that was like.
Oh, of course.
Oh, actually, tell people where they can get in contact with you or where they can listen to you.
Everywhere.
Most importantly, is support the HLN show. It's a 6 and 9 p.m. And go to drdrew.com. For
last question. When are we going to finish the Jody Arias thing? Like, when is she going to get sentenced?
I don't know. And I'm actually meeting with the president of the company now, right now. Right
oh,
now,
that's okay.
what
I to talk about how
wow.
and when and weather and all that kind of stuff.
Cool.
So,
well, okay? Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dr.
Thank you so much. Oh, that was awesome that Dr. Drew just came here and left so quickly. But
it was perfect.
It was perfect. He came in, he came out, it was perfect.
And great advice. It's that's actually a great technique for if you're dating.
Exactly.
You know,
in
and out. Quick
and look, we're wanting so much more right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's leaving us on edge. It's really funny because I got an email last night from one guy who listens to the podcast, who had listened to our podcast with the keyboardist from Fits in the Tantrums.
Yeah.
And he was saying that it really inspired him because he wanted to be a drummer when he was younger. He wanted to be a musician. And he was always thinking that musicians are super confident. They can get whatever they want. And it was really nice for him to hear that this guy, who is supposed to be cool and have no problems with girls, still has problems with girls. And so he wrote and said, what did he talk about? Approaching some girl the other night. He's like, I did something that rock star wasn't able to do. Going up and
That's
approaching
so empowering.
A girl. In the bar. Yeah, I know. I was really proud of him. So he's actually been writing to me for a very long time, but I was really proud. And then afterwards he wrote about how, you know, it just inspired him to kind of just say, fuck it, and just go after what he wants and do what he wants to do.
Yeah, it takes that facade off because sometimes we look at the celebrities, whether it be like Dr. Drew or Jeremy from Fits in the Tantrums, and you're like, oh, God, they have so much going for them. They never get worried. But
they do.
He was so humble and quiet and kind.
Like people, I think that about me. They're like, wow, she has it so good. But I'm really just human.
That's what I thought about you when I first met you. I'm like, that girl should have
human.
Everything given to her, no problem. Okay, so let's get back into Analyze This, ladies. Okay, so we have a couple of long ones, even though we've given instructions
guys,
for one.
Be concise.
Exactly. Everyone's like, well, I feel like you need the background of 8 pages long. So I try to condense them as much as possible, so don't get mad if some of the information is cut out. Nicholas.
So we should call him Nick.
Nick, exactly. Shorten everything. Hi, ladies. I'm a 23-year-old university postgraduate student who has had next to no dating experience. I have never had a girlfriend, and all throughout my life, I have been extremely shy, which, like most people, extremely shy. Over the past few years, I have started to come out of my shell, but I still have tremendous trouble approaching women that I do not know. Once I have been introduced to a girl, either by a friend or a coworker, I'm usually fine to chat away to them, but it is the initial stranger category that acts like a lead weight around my feet and stops me from ever approaching. My female friends tell me that I have something... Oh, I have everything going for me and that I should just go for it, but I can never convince myself to man up and do it. So, do you have any tips or ways in which I could psych myself up to get over this roadblock? Also, does a lack of dating sexual experience make it more difficult to get into a relationship the older I get?
Well, I definitely think without the sexual experience, you lack a little confidence.
Yeah.
So, that's one issue.
Yeah, for sure. Well, okay, before we go into actually answering this, I have this video on my website. Oh, what is her name? Amy Cuddy. She spoke at a TED conference. I think I've talked about this before. But yeah. It's this. She talks about a stance. It's called the Wonder Woman stance, or that's what she calls it. Where basically, it's like how Wonder Woman stands. It's like putting your arms on your side. It's opening up your body. I'm doing it right now and look like a big freak.
Showing your boobs.
Yeah, exactly. Showing your boobs off. But basically, it's just standing openly to the world. And what it does, if you do it for 2 minutes... Sorry, that was my microphone. For 2 minutes, it increases your levels of testosterone and lowers your level of cortisol. So therefore, it helps you with your stress levels and also boosts your confidence. So for next time, if you do have a situation where you are going to possibly meet new people or be amongst strangers.
So I'm going to do the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Just sit like this. But you even feel it. Like right, like in my chest, I feel how much more open I am. Because if you cover yourself up, you're protecting yourself. You're covering yourself. You're hiding something.
And people feel that.
People feel that. It's not an inviting way to be standing or sitting. You don't have to do this in front of other people. But if you
don't do it in front of other people.
Yeah, if you do that in the bathroom or before you go to the event, your levels of test, I don't know how long it actually lasts for, but if you do it for 2 minutes, your levels of testosterone are higher. So
and you start growing a beard.
Yes, exactly. Like in 2 minutes, you literally grow a beard. Man or a woman, that's what happens. But this.
Trannies, rejoice.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that doing things like this will help trigger you to have more confidence. Another thing to know, sorry that I'm talking for so long, girls, is that I think a lot of people think that they're bothering other individuals or they're being rude if they don't know somebody and they talk to them. They're either being intrusive or they're being needy or creepy or whatever it is. That's actually not true at all. You're not bothering anybody until you actually bother them. So don't worry about like not having introductions to people because you're not like hurting them or stepping on their toes or insulting them in any way. If anything, if you were more confident and open with them, as if you were able and allowed to talk to them, they would be more engaged and open to talking with you.
They're probably bored too, and they're dying for someone to come over and talk to them, and they want to be a part of something. So have something that you can say that's specific and unique, and you can bring something to that conversation, you know?
Yeah. Even like what Dr. Drew was saying about having purpose, if you can think about maybe 3 things in your life that are going on right now that give you purpose. It doesn't have to be going to medical school. It can be something like you
listening
know, I'm
to Best Women podcast.
Right, exactly. It's something that you like and you're interested in. It's psychology. It's the fact that you're learning more about women and finding out what's interesting. Let's call it interesting rather than purpose.
Yeah.
So what's interesting about what it is that you're into and then sharing that information with other people, that shows that you have a level of interest and you have things to talk about that others want to engage into that they don't really know about.
And the more specific, the better, because I think the vaguer you are, the vaguer, it's a word, go with it.
Yeah.
I think the more vague you are, it's like the less people can connect to. But if you have something specific, people can really dive in or they'll be like, oh my God, I have no idea what that's about. But tell me more.
Or they could totally disagree and it could create a cool conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So those are some tips for, you know, talking with new people.
And I know, as we mentioned before, when Marnie and I were in New York around the same time, and then Haley just got back from New York as well. People approach you in New York, and we have,
it's crazy.
The three of us have said we love that. We like when people talk to us. It gives us meaning and purpose as well. It makes us realize that, hey, we are people too. So
just, yeah, we want to be approached. So just go in feeling that like that. They want to be approached. They're dying to probably get away from who they're with or to talk about something new, you know? So
yeah. Most people are bored when they're out anyway. They're walking around like zombies.
Except when I'm in an elevator. I cannot still, at this age, get over being in an elevator alone with someone.
Oh, I just had that on the way up here. It was so awful.
I always am like, even today, I was like, I like your tattoo, and I didn't know what it was. I wanted to make conversation. I looked at it, and it was
There's no way you could say I like your tattoo without sounding like it's a complete insult.
I know. And she looked insulted, and then I realized it was Ariel. I'm like, I love the Little Mermaid.
Oh, my God, it's Ariel? Oh, God. This woman needs help.
And I felt so fake and terrible, but you know what? It's like...
You're trying to fill the space.
Yeah.
I'm okay with being silent in an elevator. Unless I want to experiment with something, if I'm like trying to, you know, work in my conversation, whatever it is.
I can't hit the closed door button fast enough.
You're like, get out.
Except when they see me like hitting it. I mean, I'm stop the door. Stop, come walk them on in.
I press the wrong button. I do that all the time. Okay, let's answer his second half of the question. Also, does a lack of dating sexual experience make it more difficult to get into a relationship the older that I get? You did comment on it, Kristen, for a second, but like let's talk more about that, because I think this is a really good thing to talk about, because I think it's a big concern for a lot of people, like not having that experience. Does that seem weird to women? Like if you're dating a woman who's 28 and you're like, oh, I've never had a girlfriend before, what does that mean to women?
I think it's okay, but... You know, I think it really is okay because, for example, my fiance hadn't had a lot of experience.
Okay.
And I thought it was really attractive and kind of endearing because...
A lot of experience with dating?
Yeah, with dating and with women in general. I've gathered this.
Yeah.
I'll probably be angry. But I found it endearing and kind of charming. I don't think that you need to, like, really focus on that or talk about that in length because...
Well, what if he was 40?
That could be different.
Yeah.
40-year-old virgin icebreaker is a great way to start.
I think you should ask for what she likes, like especially sexually. I love that because then I can kind of give some direction, and if he is willing to take direction, it's like, hey-o.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is that exactly what Kristen said at the beginning of this question, I know we're giving a very long answer to Nick, even though we told him to be more concise. What did you say in the very beginning?
I said you'll have confidence. A lack of confidence if you don't have that experience.
Exactly.
Because I know for me, I was never very experienced at all. And I didn't even want to go on a date with a guy because I didn't want him to realize that about me. It made me very self-conscious.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can say that to balance that or to help with that, you can actually educate yourself. So what you're doing right now by listening to this podcast and getting a better understanding of women or going and buying some of my products on my website, wingirlmethod.com, little plug there.
Shameless.
I know. I love it. Or by you know, reading sex books, by, you know, not watching porn. I wouldn't say
that
learn
different.
From porn.
Watching
because,
porn is different.
Yeah, porn isn't real sex. They do a lot of that for the cameras.
But the problem with something like that is, like, I can watch 50 million matches of tennis. If you give me a tennis racket, I can't hit the ball.
But if you were to read a book on it, and then you were to actually pick up the racket and then go try to do it.
Too much
effort for me. Yeah, see, there you go. But that's the way that you build confidence, by practicing. You can practice in front of a mirror. You can practice with a mirror if you want. That's how I learned how to kiss. I would French kiss the mirror all the time.
Really?
Or my pillow, yeah. Or my arm. That was my thing. I totally
loved
it.
Mom, I need more Windex.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so go out and practice, and that will really help you feel more confident, and also the Wonder Woman stance. Why do I do that every time that I say
it? It does feel good. I've been kind of doing it. It feels really good. My boobs look bigger.
See, the hair is growing in already.
Exactly. All right. Next question. Oh, geez. All these long ones. Okay. Wait, I'm going to get to a shorter one. Okay. This is from Luke. Love the podcast. We're awesome. Thanks. You're the best. I'm 34 and I signed up on an online dating site and had a date back in spring that I thought went well. And we agreed to go out again and kept texting after our first date.
Yeah, spring was a while ago. I don't know where this question's going.
We haven't answered these emails in so long. We get so many. Okay. When I called, if he's like asking, what do I do for the next date? This would be the worst. But when I called to set it up, she never answered my voicemail and stopped texting me. I'm not looking to be a player. And not looking for just sex, nor am I looking to marry the first girl who actually likes me. I just want what I've wanted. I want what I've wanted since I was a teenager, to fall in love and actually have the feelings returned. Oh, I love
that. Yeah, you deserve that.
Absolutely. To be in a relationship and let it develop naturally at whatever speed it's meant to. I feel like I'm fairly self-aware and know what my negatives are. I'm probably considered boring, interesting, and obviously I lack the experience factor. I'm trying to implement advice from Ask Women and learn what I can do to improve my approach.
Good job.
Yeah. I like me. I just wish women did too. Do you think it's too much to ask for me to find a girlfriend who's an attractive young woman? What do you think I'm doing wrong and how can I correct it?
Hold on. Young woman. Is that too... How young? He's 34?
Well, he said he's boring, and that's the way a boring man would phrase girl.
Yeah.
Exactly. I agree with that. Okay, so first of all, you sound amazing. The boring part stuck out to me, too. So,
yeah.
So this all ties back into what Drew said. 20 minutes, like, and he makes an impact.
I like boring.
No, you don't like boring. If you think you're boring, like, you're probably not. You're just insecure. Right. Like, yeah, don't say you're bored.
He's beating himself up. He's already down and out.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Where do you go from there?
Exactly. Well, you don't like
starting the negative. I kind of do, though. Like, I don't like a guy who's like we talked about a long, long time ago, the beginning of when we first started taping this podcast. Like, if a guy has pictures of himself, like, snowboarding and skydiving and, like, racing, I'm like, oh.
But that's an active guy, not a boring guy. I wouldn't say your boyfriend is boring.
That's true. That's a good point.
A guy who loves Larry David's probably not boring.
That's true.
Because he's
mine. But I consider it boring because to me that's so normal. You know, I guess my perception is different.
But that's the whole thing. Okay, so it's not boring. So first thing for you, Lukey, is to stop thinking you're so boring. And if you really are boring, then start finding things that you can do to make yourself less boring. Find some purpose. Exactly what Dr. Drew said. Jesus, such an impact after 20 minutes. It's crazy. Okay, next question. I'm going to read this comment. I like your podcast. It's better than listening to the radio.
Ooh, that is not flattering because the radio is the worst.
Yeah, welcome back to 107.5. I know.
Oh
my God. I did this radio show the other day. That was perfect. I don't even know why they have guests on their radio shows, especially when they have three hosts. They literally ask you a question and then answer it for you and then talk amongst themselves, let you say one word again and then answer the question for it. It was horrible. And I woke up at 5 a.m.
Music.
5 a.m. for it.
Were all the hosts like wearing seashell necklaces?
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Wear, like, those type
of shells.
Oh, for sure.
I just picture that, you know.
I have no idea what they look
like. Hemp.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. No, but like they wouldn't let you talk. Okay, so fine. Maybe not a great comment, but I thought it was nice. It's easy to listen. Oh, so we don't have to hear more about the show. On the last podcast, you talked being honest. Trouble with me, I'm always honest and it always fails. Lots of Debbie Downers today. I used to try speed dating at a bar, and when I'm honest about my work and things I like, when they ask, they say, "Nice to see you," and bye. I know I should know how to say things, but I don't. The other thing, few girls told me on a date. I should correct these sometimes. On a date, that I'm so nice and a very good man, but they don't want to be with me. Less I date, less I know. So basically, he's trying to figure out what he's doing wrong. I like talking, just have a problem making eye contact and actually talking. So he likes talking, but he has problems talking, obviously. So I think he may have the same thing as the other guy, being kind of boring and bland, maybe just making statements at women, not really having much more to offer.
And don't put them, we talked about before, Marnie said, like, don't put them on the pedestal. Like, really try to just see them as normal people and be in their space with them. Just talk before you try to, like, push your agenda on them, what you think you want.
Yeah. Well, I wonder what he means by, you know, we talked about being honest. I wonder how honest he's being. Is he saying, like, oh, I have herpes, like, right, at a speed dating event? Or, like, what is he being so honest about? I would say to hold back on that type of information.
On that type of honesty?
Yes, exactly. So what do we mean by honesty? What does it mean to be honest with women? I always call it being honest with tact.
Yeah, it's being honest without being self-indulgent.
Right.
And it's being honest with context. Like, know where you're at in the dating process and how far you should, you know, really expose.
Just, I think in the speed dating world, picture what would be on a bad sitcom.
Yeah.
And don't do that. You know, you can always see the person that sits down across from the table and then they just go on and ramble the way I am right now about their job and, like, stuff. It just is so uninteresting. So when you ramble about stuff that's not connecting to the other person, they are going to say, thanks, nice to meet you, goodbye. Or, no thanks, nice to meet you, goodbye. So I think talk about something that is mutually interesting.
Well, that's hard to do. How do you get to the mutually interesting part without fun? Okay, so actually, I'm looking for
OSA,
this now.
Baby.
Yeah, that's really good. So, questions to ask on dates. I wrote a blog about it. I've been doing this for so freaking long, I have every answer here. Okay, so I actually found this list of 10 quirky questions. Okay, 10 quirky questions to ask when speed dating. So just like to throw, I know you're going to make fun of these.
Yeah, awesome.
Of course. Okay, so here's one. If you were a stalker, would you be really good at it?
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
But like, that's also like attacking the primal brain. All of these things, everybody at speed dating or anywhere you are hears boring shit all the time.
And it's the same thing.
Would you be really good at stalking? Because I am. Like, that's not the way to
Where would
question.
You hide if you wanted to stalk? Yeah. No, maybe not that.
I'll tell you where I hide when I want to stalk. No, okay, other questions. If I knew your full name and Googled it, will I be more likely to want to date you or less likely or remain completely uninformed?
That's funny.
I think it's so funny.
I like
at the
these.
Olympic Games for people with excellent dating history,
the Special Olympics?
Would you win a medal?
At the Special Olympics, would you win a medal?
Exactly. No, but I think these are great questions. Okay, what would your chosen superpower be? Would it be used for good or evil?
Yeah, I don't like that one.
Okay,
cheesy.
Don't use it on Kristen then. But all of these
or
things.
Or people with discerning taste.
You have to pick what fits with you and your character. These are just
right.
examples. And it's actually a Wing Girl Method questions to ask on dates. You can look it up
I'd
for
be
the
like,
list.
I'm a superhero that would avoid speed dating. Like, that right. would be my superhero.
I'd fly away from here. Yeah.
But then that starts a whole conversation rather than, and what do you do for a living?
Don't open up with that. Don't pull that out. I get so sick of that question every day in LA too.
Especially
like,
when you don't
exactly.
do anything for a living. It's like,
you're like, I have nothing to contribute or answer. Okay, well, hopefully that answers your question, Peter. And thank you, everybody, for sending in questions. That completes this week's segment of Analyze This. If you want to ask questions, write to ask at askwomenpodcast.com. You can also send us questions on Twitter at askwomenpodcast, 140 characters. So we actually haven't been getting questions on there.
Well, they
obviously need 8 pages to ask us questions.
And you can always find us on Facebook as well, which is facebook.com.
So you can ask along.
Ask Women Podcast.
Yes. Oh, and our
Instagram.
Our Instagram.
We got everything, Instagram? People.
Yeah. I don't even know
our
what it is.
Our website will be out soon.
Yes. But we have Amazon as well. We have our Amazon page.
And remember, we have Halloween costumes on our Amazon page, which are perfect for people who either want to be sexy or funny because I have taste in both. And so we put those up there. And go check those out if you want to have a good Halloween costume.
Go to winggirlmethod.com/Amazon. I made it easy because the other one was way too complicated. So winggirlmethod.com/Amazon. And you can download all new episodes of Ask Women Podcast every Thursday. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Women Podcast. Go to podcastone.com next week for a brand new show.